Well, we have a special guest in studio. My goodness, she has won 17 Canadian Country Music Association Awards, a Juno Award, additionally, also named the Academy of Country Music's Top New Female Vocalist in 2002, and you were also the American Music Awards Favorite New Country Artist in 2003. My goodness, Carolyn Dawn Johnson is joining us here in studio today. How are you, Carolyn?
I'm good. Good morning.
It is nice to finally meet you.
Yay.
And my goodness, you are back out on tour. How has that been for you?
You know what? It's been really, really wonderful. The audiences have been so awesome. They're singing back the songs. They're totally into it. I have missed them, and I guess they must have missed me, and I'm so thankful they're out. You know, I joined Clint on this tour, I think maybe two or three months ago we announced it. He was already coming out. Clint Black, as I'm talking about the amazing Clint Black. It's his 35th anniversary of his Killin' Time album.
Yeah.
And so when I got the opportunity to do this, this made a lot of sense. Clint was looking at possibility of some people, and we have actually worked together before. So back in 2007 or 8, I actually don't remember exactly what year, he did this album called Love Songs, and it was a bunch of duets. And I sang a song with him called Our Kind of Love. And we did that, and we did that, some of the vocals in his studio, and kind of, you know, just got to know each other a little bit. And so it's been really wonderful. I've never actually toured with him before.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. First time,
so,
eh?
First time, and we've been having a wonderful time. He's an amazing person as well as an artist. So everything's kind of going with the flow and pretty easy out here with him. Like, there's no drama on any side, and that sounds silly to even say that out loud, but there really isn't, and you can have that sometimes.
Yeah.
And this is everybody gets along. Everybody likes each other. All the venues are good, so it couldn't be any better. And knock on wood, Saskatoon's going to be amazing.
Oh, we'll show up for you tonight. No worries. You were back in the recording studio just recently, too. You have a new single called Roadblocks out. So let's talk about, you know, going back into the recording studio again. And you had a bit of a hiatus from it. So what's that been like for you?
Yeah. It has brought me so much joy. I actually started a record in 2017, and then my mom got ill, and I became her caretaker for a while, so things got put on hold, and so I lost my mom.
Sorry to hear.
Then, I know, stuff hit the fan, and it's just been things after things after things, and so eventually I got back to the music and went in the studio and was like, okay, you know what? This is where I belong. I'm my best version of myself when I am doing music. This is what I need to be doing. So when I put Roadblocks out, it really was, I mean, my longtime fans know me. I've usually got some kind of method to my madness whenever I'm doing something musically, but Roadblocks was my reintroduction to my audience out there, because it's like, hey, you know what? I've had a lot of roadblocks in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure that there's a gazillion people out there that also have had roadblocks. So this song is like a crank it up, roll your windows down, rock along to it, have fun, but also get inspired to go through, go around, do whatever you got to do to get past the roadblocks in your life that maybe are stopping you from living your best life. And that's what it was for me. So this song was an introduction to the rest of the record. It's like, yeah, I've had a bunch of roadblocks, but guess what? I'm getting through them.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's talk about, you know, some songwriting stuff too. I mean, my goodness, you've been writing songs for decades. Your fans would know that you wrote Shelley Wright's Single White Female. And,
yes.
You know, just the songwriting process, how has that kind of shaped your career path, and some interesting stories you might have of songwriting down in Nashville for us?
Well, Single White Female, which I will do that song tonight, because it was really like a pivotal moment in my career. I had gotten a record deal. I was working on my record, and during that time also, Shelley Wright had recorded that. I had had a bunch of cuts with other artists, like some of my heroes, Pam Tillis, Patti Loveless. I'm blanking right now. There was a lot of things that were happening, which actually propelled me into my record deal, really. But sitting in a room and writing a song is, I've been doing that. I've been writing since I was really like a young teenager. My mom says I did it when I was like a kid. But actually sitting down and writing a song. So when I took it into a professional level, and part of that was really by looking at and listening to people like Clint Black. Clint's a writer himself. And I would look at these country albums. I was a huge country fan. And I would see who the writers were. And I was like, okay, well, sometimes the artist doesn't write their stuff at all.
Yeah.
Some do. And I gravitated towards the singer-songwriter more type artists.
It's getting rarer and rarer these days too, you know?
Yeah. And so I just was trying to figure out, how do I do that with my gifts that I've been given? And so that path has, you know, opened up a lot of doors for me. I don't know if you know this, but what a blessing. I just landed on the new Chris Stapleton album.
I had heard that. Yeah, I was going to talk a bit about that. That's unbelievable.
So that is just a combination, or a culmination, I should say, of continuing to do it. So I always write. It is the core of my being. You know, as a young person, I think that probably it was a little bit of therapy, writing poetry and songs and things like that, not even knowing that that's what it was. But there was something that was always in me doing that. I told this story not that long ago, not on the radio, but to some friends. When I was in grade 8, I had this language arts teacher. And I wrote this poem, and I don't even really remember it, but it was fairly potent. And he pulled me aside after he had marked it and everything. And he said, I want to talk to you about this. And I said, okay. And I was concerned. And he's like, are you going through this? And I said, no. And he said, have you gone through this? And I said, no. And he said, who is this about? And I said, nobody. And he goes, how do you know this? And I was like, I don't know. Like, and I didn't think anything of it. Like, yeah. I was like, "What? Why are you asking me these questions?" But years later, I realized that I am a very empathetic person, and I feel other people's feelings. I observe. I'm always gathering information from the world, and I can write it as if I have lived it. Now, there are songs of mine that maybe are more autobiographical than not, but I write. I treat it as a job. It is a job for me. I exercise it. I'm dedicated. I'm committed. Not every day right now do I sit and write, but I'm always gathering thoughts and ideas. So going back to the Chris Stapleton thing, that song was written, Chris and I wrote that 10 years ago, you know, before his deal. And we were friends. We've written some other songs as well. And so this is his fifth album. And for it to show up on this album, I mean, oh my goodness, it was so amazing. He didn't tell us. He didn't tell any of his co-writers what was going on there. So we all got nicely surprised. And I feel very blessed that at this stage in my life, I'm still having songs show up on different people's records.
Yeah, you never know what'll pop up.
You never know.
Talking with Carolyn Dawn Johnson. She is, of course, performing at Sastel Center tonight, along with Clint Black. Those doors opening up at 6:30. I want to talk more about the show tonight. First off, what goes into choosing an outfit for going on stage? Do you have a whole wardrobe set out? Is it go by day, or how do you come up with that?
Well, interestingly enough, as far as outfits go, I had to really streamline it because I was basically packing for 3 weeks in 2 suitcases.
Yeah.
So I suppose I could have brought like a whole bunch more suitcases with me, but I didn't take a bus up from Nashville. I flew up here and met a bus. So I plan it out ahead of time. I've got like 3 different outfits that are like my performance situation. And then I usually do a little switch up and change when I go out with Clint, which I don't know. Should I even be telling you that? It's a kind of a fun surprise. I go out there with Clint too. And yeah, it's like getting all the jewelry, getting all the boots and the shoes. And then, you know, when I come in to see people like you and get to visit radio, I've got to have a whole different thing. I'm not wearing all my sparkle and shine in the studio.
You could. I would allow it.
I could have. Yeah, I could have for sure. But, you know, some of the guys in Clint's band, people in the audience right now can't see me, but I've got like a jean jacket on and some jeans on, and they're like, hey, you're wearing the Canadian tuxedo.
Pulling it off for sure. Your Alberta roots are showing, hey, still. Well, what can we expect with the show that is coming up here at Sastel Center tonight? Obviously, we know a bit of an outfit change and the spoiler of you'll be on stage with Clint Black, but what does Carolyn Dawn Johnson have for us in store
tonight? Yes, so, you know, I'm going to be playing some of the songs that you have heard for years. So you're going to hear things like Georgia and Complicated. I have a couple new things in there, Roadblocks being one of them. And I have just really had my heart like filled up with people singing back my songs. So some of the hits for sure, like I can't fit them all in there because I don't play long enough, but there's a bunch in there. So Simple Life and gosh, what is in there? But, you know, some of those things. Die of a Broken Heart. I'm going to be expecting everybody to sing along with me on
they
that.
They will. There's no
they
worries.
They usually do.
There's no worries.
So, yeah, I'll be singing my heart out for you, and we'll have a little bit of fun, and then Clint will get up there too. So it's been a really beautiful tour.
That's awesome. Well, Carolyn Dawn Johnson, we can't thank you enough for spending some minutes with us this morning. Is there anything else you want to add?
Just thanks for having me. Thank you for playing my music. And I just look forward to seeing everybody tonight. If you don't have tickets yet, please come see us because this is an awesome, awesome run. Clint's show, I mean, I just sit there side stage and sing along to everything because he's got so many hits.
He does.
He's hilarious. I mean, he's got some great humor, and the band's great too. So we've been having fun. I look forward to seeing everybody, and I'm glad to be back in Saskatoon.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah, doors at 6:30 tonight. Carolyn taking to the stage at 7:30, and then Clint Black at 8:30 tonight. And again, Carolyn, can't thank you enough for coming in today.
Thank you.